In Tennessee, farmers and food producers were among the biggest supporters of President Obama's plans to expand free trade around the Pacific Rim. They hoped it would open new markets for their exports. This week, President Donald Trump reversed that proposal's course, and as WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, the deal's backers are uncertain where his administration heads next.
It was one of the clearest promises President Trump made on the campaign trail. He'd renegotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a 12-nation trade agreement hammered out by his predecessor. Charlie Nelson was hoping for the deal to go through. Now the president of Greenbrier Distillery in Nashville is trying to stay optimistic another trade deal will soon take the TPP's place.
It's tough to say, though, because, like, I just don't know. There's so much unknown going on, and it's hard to really understand what's going on.
Even some of Trump's closest economic advisors say it's hard to predict what comes next. The Trans-Pacific Partnership took nearly a decade to draft, but it was finished just as the U.S. presidential campaign was heating up. Both Trump and Hillary Clinton said it was a bad deal. Distillers, along with other big Tennessee exporters like record labels, soybean farmers, and dairy producers, were major TPP boosters. Asia has been a booming market for them. And to keep growing overseas, TPP's former supporters say they need the Trump administration to hurry back to the bargaining table. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.